Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel, and no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoe Connor, and I am a PhD level physicist, a well-being lifestyle alchemist, a travel strategist, and a retreat leader. Zen and Vitality with Zoe is my functional wellness studio. Join me for an intentional vitality retreat, for a whole new way to use travel to support your well-being. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best you ever have in your whole life with no regrets later. Let's go. This episode of Sustain Your Vitality talks about the difference between vacations, wellness travel, and retreats. So as a well-being lifestyle alchemist and a travel strategist, I am here to help you learn what to do on an everyday basis so you feel more vibrant than you thought possible. In order to do this, I orchestrate private and group retreats with a very specific goal: to cultivate an environment where you can begin your personal transformation through the lifestyle adjustments that create the changes your body, mind, and spirit are seeking. So this goes beyond taking a cool-looking vacation. This goes beyond a resort that offers some yoga classes and has a smoothie bar. This goes beyond the popular yoga or Pilates retreats. So let's explore the differences so that you know what type of travel you want to invest in. Let's talk about vacations first. People have been vacationing or going on holidays for eons. When you think about a vacation, what's the first word that comes to your mind? Fun? Expand? Getaway? Celebrate? Escape? Learn? Relax? Adventure? Immersion? Explore, relationships and connections. There are so many reasons people take a vacation. Vacations done well show you new parts of the world and new aspects of yourself. Vacations connect you to the other people and to the earth. Vacations take you away from your normal life. They can be short or long. They can be monthly or a special once a year kind of event. You can vacation on a tight budget or a practically unlimited one. You don't even have to leave home. Staycation. Now, wellness travel is newer on the scene. It actually is quite a popular thing the last few years. You can stay at a hotel that offers a few wellness activities like a massage and yoga and maybe a juice bar. You can sign up for a group trip that offers nature immersion, hiking, sound baths, and more. You can go on a yoga retreat where you practice yoga several times a day and explore a beautiful place, and those are great. That yoga retreat, by the way, was in quotes. I love that we have all these types of options so readily available. So many options, it can be hard to choose. So for both a vacation and a wellness travel tip, you can reduce your decision-making fatigue by making ample use of your wellness plus travel profile to filter out the choices that do not support your overall well-being. I encourage you to take vacations. I encourage you to book yourself some wellness travel experiences. What I offer, though, is different from either of those, and I want to make sure you understand that difference. So I offer transformational retreats for small, intimate groups and private retreats for busy professionals. My retreats have a very specific purpose: to provide the information and the rocket fuel that you need in order to create changes to your lifestyle so you can feel vibrant every day. My retreats are not a vacation, even though you might be going to a beautiful, interesting place. My retreats are not simply a wellness trip, even though you will have opportunities to schedule activities like massage and yoga. My retreats are carefully curated to provide you the ideal environment to kickstart your personal healing process from the inside out. They are called intensives because we get a lot done in a short amount of time, but in a low stress, high touch atmosphere. We will pull apart the elements of your lifestyle, take away what's not working, and add in what's missing. All too often, I see a client. Many of these clients are spending way too much time, money, and energy, and most of it's not working very well. It's easy to always add more things to do because they all sound like such good ideas. When you come on retreat with me, we're going to think strategically and we're going to focus on efficiency so that we can do just the minimum needed for the task, which is keeping your vitality high. When you come on retreat with me, I do take care of all the details for you. The schedule matches your energy level. The accommodations please your aesthetics, facilitate your sleep, and make you smile. The food nurtures your body and mind, and the transportation is arranged to be as low stress as possible. I will use your Wellness Plus travel profile when I create your retreat specifics. You get to take home the product of the retreat, your personalized well-being lifestyle guidebook. I used to make jokes when my kids were little that I really needed a manual on how this kid was going to operate through life, but my mother always said that the kid would not have read the manual anyway. We're going to make you your own manual for your lifestyle. Your guidebook is created throughout the retreat so you'll know everything in it, understand everything in it, and most importantly, are able to actually implement it when you return home. Retreats are meant to create a permanent change, a transformation. You're not supposed to return from a retreat to your normal life with just fond memories and a strong yearning for your next vacation. If you are ready to stop going home to the same old lifestyle that made you want to leave to begin with, you might be ready to join me for an intentional vitality retreat. I encourage you to take the first step. Discover your Wellness Plus travel profile by taking my quiz. I use your profile when I plan your private well-being metamorphic intensive, or when you attend one of my group retreats. You can use your profile to improve your next trip to support your well-being better. I'm recording this episode in 2025. My next group retreat is Fire and Ice, 5 days this November in Iceland, where we will create your well-being lifestyle guidebook together, and you will return home with a plan on how to be your best version of you. If you liked what you just heard and want more, you can check out my book, Wellness in Motion, Sustainable Travel and Embodied Practices for the Midlife Earth Conscious Woman. Or you can check out one of my two websites using the links in the show notes. I have two great ways for you to start working with me. I would love for you to take my Wellness Plus Travel profile quiz and discover which Greek goddess travels like you do. You will get tips for planning your next trip sent directly to your email. I would love to meet you with a free new client wellness consultation where we can discuss what working with me might look like for you. The show notes have the links for both the quiz and my calendar to make an appointment. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats, based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, and producing have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you understand and agree to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed or any specific results you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.